the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Hi again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music. My name is Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Hello to you wherever you are listening. What a busy time it has been for Retrospect. We just had a record month in April as far as podcast downloads go. Busy time here at Free FM, also here in Hamilton, New Zealand. But this is episode 314 of Retrospect. We got it underway with a band called The Dominions, formed 1964 at the University of Oregon. Popular band throughout the Eugene, Oregon area for around 3 years. Now, it is a 45 released in 1966, recorded at Graves Recording Services. The A side to the 45 was Spanish Harlem. We took the B side from the Dominions called I Need Her. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, so often in Retrospect, the first half of the show is really obscure stuff, and then a little bit more well-known stuff tends to come a bit later in the show. I'm going to flip that on its head. This band, of course, I wouldn't say they are widely known, but certainly in garage punk circles, they're a known band. They are called The Barbarians. So an atypical band of the time. They grew their hair long, wore very unusual clothing. The long hair, really responsible for the track we're going to have called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? With lyrics like, you're either a girl or you come from Liverpool, or you can dance like like a female monkey, but sink like a stone. Yeah, a Rolling Stone. The references are obvious. Released September 1965 on the Laurie label, peaked at number 55 nationally in the USA, staying in the chart for 6 weeks. So check it out. This is The Barbarians with Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
You're either a girl or you're not.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. The Barbarians top of the set with Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl, the group's second single. Then a fantastic British freakbeat band, they should have been so much bigger, called The Creation, formed 1966. Perhaps their biggest hit was the track Painter Man, later in the late 70s covered by Boney M, but best we don't mention that. The Creation, great track called Making Time. Then we had The Spontaneous Creation, Back to the Garage Obscurities, video up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. These guys out of Atlanta, actually from the Sylvan Hills High School. It is a 45 released in 1968. The A side, Up Into My Mind. We took the B side, as we so often do on Retrospect. Very cool cover of The Who's Pictures of Lily.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, he appears at the start of every single episode of Retrospect. He is a Retrospect favourite. He was the lead singer of the 13th Floor Elevators. Rocky Erickson, of course, before the Elevators came along, he fronted a band called The Spades. They released a 45 in 1965. You're Gonna Miss Me was the A side. We Sell Soul was the B side. We Sell Soul was a regional hit for the Spades. Later 1965, Rocky was poached to join the Elevators. So let's check out the Spades, fronted by the magnificent Rocky Erickson. This is that early version of You're Gonna Miss Me.
Up pressing, there was a suspicion of pre-echo. The recording gets shrill and coarse at moments of tension, and Zeugmar makes a little too much play with his wind. But on balance, this is a splendidly alive and exciting performance.
Satisfy you when you look out your window. Well, I see you. You know, strings were revolutionized by the invention of the electric guitar and the electric bass. And right now, you're going to hear the result of those inventions as we plug in a really electrifying group called the Blues Magoo.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 314. A bunch of episodes back till about maybe 280, still available online. You can go to Apple Podcasts, formerly known as the iTunes Store. Also Stitcher, Radio Pod, Bean Pod Directories, TuneIn, Blueberry, bunch of podcasting providers have back episodes of Retrospect. Just go to any one of them and search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll probably find the episodes. So we had Rocky Erickson fronting the Spades, top of the set with You're Gonna Miss Me. Then another Retrospect favourite video on our Facebook page, Van Morrison fronting them with a demo version of our favourite track, Gloria. Then another favourite, The Seeds, Satisfy You, A-side of a 1968 45. And finally, The Blues Magoos, track from their 1967 album Electric Comic Book. Track's called Albert Common Is Dead. So some fairly well-known bands in Retrospect this week. Stick around. Global Garage is coming up next. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, Retrospect is known for its explorations into obscure 60s global garage. Now, sometimes global garage may in fact be by American or British bands who have made a career in other parts of the world. That's certainly the case here. Very cool video of these guys up on our Facebook page right now. They're called The Primitives. They are from Oxford, UK. Never charted in England or America. They'd signed to Pye Records in 1964, never really found any sort of following in England, but did manage to make a name for themselves in Italy. They recorded an LP over there and an additional EP in France. The Primitives, as an aside, had started life as the Rising Suns. Don't know how many bands called themselves that. Not many, though, went on to name themselves the Cornflakes before signing with Pye Records. So this is The Primitives, English band, Italian language track called Johnny No.
Tirava vento e c'erano tuoni e lampe, la notte che venne al mondo lui, e già da allora credeva più di tutti, e per prima cosa disse no. Passava il tempo e dopo cinque anni alla scuola fu mandato, ma dopo un mese aveva fatto solo danni, yeah.
lo chiamarono Johnny No. Lo chiamarono Johnny No. A 18 anni capì che la vita vuole mettere in fila tutti noi. Johnny in fila con altri, mai mai lo chiamavano Johnny No. Lo chiamavano Johnny No. Ma sempre lui e non cambia mai. Ha rifiutato il bello della vita e lo chiamano Johnny No. E lo chiamano Johnny No. Adesso cave, domani è senza tetto, ma cosa dire continuamente no. Un difetto del mondo che corretto.
echemos abajo la estación de tren, 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 demoler, 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 echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estaciones de tren.
Demoler, 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 demoler.
No gusta volar estaciones de tren.
Demoler, 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 demoler.
Yeah 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 yeah
yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah
yeah yeah yeah yeah
yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah.
Demoler, 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 demoler. Ta 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 ya 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 ya. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. 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 Demoler, 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 demoler. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estaciones de tren.
Demoler, 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 demoler.
No gusta volar estaciones de tren.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Casi lo voy a lograr.
And that's the first part of this week's Global Garage set. The Primitives, top of the set with Johnny No. Then out of Indonesia, the magnificent Dara Puspita, track called Pusti. Picture and information of Dara Puspita up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Also up there, picture and information about the absolutely magnificent Los Psychos, formed 1964 in Lima, Peru. Considered widely now to be global pioneers in punk rock. And I see more and more articles online about where did punk originate. Was it with the Sex Pistols? No. Was it with the Ramones? No. Was it with the Stooges? No. It goes right back to 1964 with Los Psychos. They released six singles between 65 and 66. Best known was Demolition, and fantastic track for us to include in this week's show. So Los Psychos with Demolition out of Peru. Finally in the set, Los Yetis from Colombia, from a city called Medellin. Los Yetis, three LPs, 1966, 1967, and 1968. So we had their cover of the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
Well, I'm in the mood for more global garage, so let's get into it. Here's one out of Sweden, band formed near Gothenburg. Number of singles and LPs released in Sweden, including one of the world's very first psychedelic albums, released 1966 and called Extra Extra. 1967, they recorded an album called Studio, and that was recorded in none other than Abbey Road Studios, and sometimes it's referred to as the Sgt. Pepper of Sweden. The band is The Tages. They're out of Sweden, but it's in English. This is I Got You, I Feel Good.
Our program is cultural revolution through a total assault on the culture, which makes use of every tool, every energy, every media we can get our collective hands on. For the first time in America, there is a generation of visionary, maniac, white mother, country, dope fiend, rock and roll freaks who are ready to get down and kick out the jams, all the jams. They have 8, 10 points. Number 2, total assault on the culture by any means necessary, including rock, dope, and sexual intercourse in the streets. Number 8, free all prisoners everywhere. They are our brothers. Our program of rock and roll, dope, and sex in the streets is a program of total freedom for everyone. We are totally committed to carrying out our program. We breathe revolution. We are LSD-driven maniacs in the universe. We'll do anything we can to drive people crazy out of their heads into their bodies. I'm reading his English and grammar.
I can't stand, feel like a fool, watching everything, everything that you do. They keep me feel like I'm upside down. You love me out and pull me down. You made my whole being spin around. So lady, 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 behave.
Lady, 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 behave.
More than enough, living with you. My life has been turned. The time to cry and the time to get right. The time to stand on my foolish pride. In the morning now, listen to my side. So lady, 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 behave.
Lady, 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 behave. La 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 la. Lady, 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 behave. La 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 la.
Lady, lady, I ain't telling no lies. I can make you queen if you just do it like me. If you want me now, listen to my side.
Lady, lady, behave. La 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 la. Lady, 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 behave. La 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 la. Lady, 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 behave. La 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 la. Lady, 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 behave. La 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 la.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. We had Tages top of the set out of Sweden with I Got You. Then Les Mystics, five teenagers from the Grand Mer region of Quebec. The band originated when a 17-year-old musician arrived in a record store in the summer of 1966 to search for a little-known British band called The Hollies. The record clerk was a music lover as well, so they started auditioning together. The result was Les Mystics. So we had a track called Mon Père est Millionnaire out of Quebec, Canada. Finally in the set, The Hoods out of Sweden, 1967, a 45 on Fontana Records. The Hoods with the A side of that 45 called Lady Behave.
The question is this. Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Well, let's squeeze in one more Garage Rock Obscurity. Picture of these guys up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I'd love it if you went there and gave the show a like. Don't forget the podcast links I put up there. Also, the full track listings there as well. So, as I said, another Garage Obscurity out of Stratford, Connecticut from 1967. These guys from Bunnell High School in Stratford, Connecticut. They're called the Java Men. Just 145 to their name, released in April of 1967. Now, I have a picture of the Java Men up on our Facebook page, and it is quite something. 4th of July Parade, 1966, the band playing on the back of a truck with go-go dancers present. How cool. This is the Java Men with Don't Lead Me On. And that's Connecticut's The Java Men. Very cool picture of them up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And we're at the end of episode 314. Thank you for joining me. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for funding the access radio sector, of which Free FM is a member. And if it wasn't for Free FM, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast wouldn't be happening. Thanks also to a local shop, amazing shop, including some wonderful vinyl, Needle in the Hay, just off Barton Street, Central Hamilton, for covering the airtime cost for Retrospect to air on Free FM. So thanks, guys. Time for one more track. I'm going to see you out with an instrumental. 45 RPM single on Sono Radio Records in 1969. The band is called Los Holies. We're going to take the A side. It is called Hawaii 5-0 or Hawaii 5-0, cover version of the track from Mort Stevens and his orchestra. So this is Los Holies. Hawaii 5-0, seeing out Retrospect episode 314. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you'll join me same time next week. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.